WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
I eat, sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I eat, sleep, bleed.
It's Monday night, and you know what it means. It's time to give me a headache. It's also time for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Sports Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, yes, Chris is having a headache. And he's seeing the CPU running higher than it's been for over a year. Or for in a year. So he's annoyed. But chat, if you have Amazon Prime, hit the button. Thanks for my issues. Also, you can use Craig Rock Soccer Lids and Ward in the Fortnite app chat. It's hashtag epic partner.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday, Rock. Nothing says happy Monday like Windows updates and problems. I'm just scared now because you have it. Now I'm going to get it and it's going to make my computer sick.
Yeah, the CPU thing is bothering me, but we're going to make it through. We're going to get through it. We're going to ignore it. We're just going to cover up the number so I don't see it. And we're just going to roll. Chat, tonight was Monday Night Raw as we're on the road to Saturday Night's Main Event this Saturday on the WWE. And the big story coming out, the Wyatts lost in an 8-man tag team match to the Final Testament.
I'm just trying to hold it in and find a nice way to say this. And I kind of said this to Rock off air. I'm going to trust the process. I don't like the process at all. The White Six have been very sparsely used on TV since Raw went to 2 hours, and rightfully so, because you can't really fix or have everybody on. Until they go to Netflix in January. So somebody had to take a step back. And unfortunately that was the Wyatt Six. I've had a lot of concern about them because of that, because they have a lot of momentum coming into the 2 hours. They were kind of riding on a high. Everybody was they had the spectacular debut. They had the really good feud with American Made, all this stuff, right? And then they go to 2 hours, Raw goes to 2 hours, and it's nothing. Right. And so I feel like they've been steadily losing momentum. They've kind of been steadily losing their mystique. WWE's been trying to kind of keep it alive, but again, they're very limited in what they can do. Because there was just I think a month where they were just gone and nobody knew what happened to them. After the American Made feud, they were just gone and nothing really happened with them. So I kind of worry about stuff like that just because I know the way that the Wyatt family went the first time. I don't want that to happen to this group because I think they really do have something special with it. And when it works really, really, really well. So I'm going to trust Hunter's process in this. That being said, I'm not necessarily a fan of the fact that they lost to the Final Testament. The only thing that kind of saves it is that it wasn't clean. That's like the only thing that really saves it. You had like Ellerling come back and kind of screw him over. And so like that's something. But again, I don't know if it's enough, because I know that the White Six, they're not necessarily relying on the magics to help them. They're more reality-based, but you still have like Dexter and Eric and Gacy, not including Bo and just and Nikki, but you have, you know, these three big beefy men there that should be able to deliver a whooping. And granted, you know, AOP and Carrion, they're nothing to laugh at. Like, especially AOP, they're beefy themselves. But like, I don't know. I just, it doesn't sit right. I don't like it. But I'm going to believe, I'm going to believe that everything will turn out right in the end.
Logically, it all added up. You had the return of Paul Ellering. He showed up at the end to cost them the match. From a logical standpoint, that made sense, so they got the edge there. Wyatts looked good. The heels needed a win. Final Testament hasn't got a win of substance in a while, so win over the Wyatts was big for them, especially since the feud's going to continue, because now the Wyatts will be out looking for more revenge. Logically, it all adds up. It makes sense. You don't have to like it, but that's kind of where I felt with it. I didn't like it, but I understand. Okay, this is how it had to be.
I understand it, but again, don't like it, but trusting the process.
Yes. Women's World Champion Liv Morgan took on Dakota Kai. Good little matchup between the two. You had Sonya Deville and crew come out for the distraction, allowing Liv Morgan to get the win. The three beat down Dakota until the rest of Damage Control made the save. And then Liv Morgan took out Io Sky to end that segment.
Okay. All right. I don't have a problem with it.
Set up everything for Saturday. Liv got some heat on it. So that was good.
It's nice to see Liv attack somebody other than Rhea Ripley for a change.
It was nice to see that happen, yes. Lyra Valkyrie advanced in the Intercontinental Championship title tournament, defeating Zelina Vega and Ivy Nile. Solid match.
Let's go.
The New Day were backstage. They ran into Cody Rhodes because there's a transfer portal window open now where superstars from Raw and SmackDown are going to be, and NXT are going to be transferring from different brands. A mini shakeup heading into the Netflix era, meaning they want to get all the big stars on Netflix early on. So they ran into them, and then they were being interviewed by Kathy Kelly. And Woods got upset and said it was an unbiased question why they betrayed him. And then they grabbed the Stu KM and took it to the ringside. They were just getting booed out of the building. Were they really mad over one day after giving 10 years of positivity? And we didn't do anything to them, and then everyone wants Big E, and they really didn't explain much, but they got the heat that was needed. Good stuff.
It was really good stuff. It was a nice follow-up to what happened last week, and the fact that E wasn't there just sort of added to it, because you didn't get that, oh, yay, he's here, he's going to make it all right. No. Xavier and Kofi were able to get sort of the bad guy persona over. They were able to get the heat that they wanted, and they were able to sort of like continue the story and possibly the feud. We'll have to see.
Yes.
Because we don't know if he's coming back. I don't know.
It's not anytime because, soon. If it is, it's not anytime soon.
Because, and granted, I think it was like a year ago.
It's almost.
He two. Made, well, no, from the injury. But like a year after the injury or a year and some time after the injury, I want to say it was like early this year, he came out and said that like his neck was okay for like everyday life kind of stuff, but that it wasn't okay for wrestling and that it was very possible he was going to have to retire because he just was not getting the strength in his neck that they wanted. Now, a lot can change in that time, and it may have recovered more, but I still don't know if it's in a good, proper place for him to be wrestling. That's something between him and his doctors in WWE. So we'll get the answer to that when it occurs. But at least for the time being, you can continue to get Kofi and Xavier over his heels.
CM Punk sat down with Jackie Redmond, who asked about the favorite of Paul Heyman owes him. Punk, he's done. We're not going to get into that right now. Then she asked about Seth Rollins. Punk said he doesn't hide from fights. He said he's more confused than anything by Rollins' hatred of him. He said he doesn't hate Rollins. Punk said a 16-year-old Rollins came to him and asked Punk to train him. Punk noted that he trained him for free, and people leave that part of the story out. He said he'd probably hate himself if he had to live in his shadow. Punk said he did everything Rollins has done before he even did it, including Money in the Bank, stuff like that. He also said, Punk said Rollins did a great job of filling in, but now the second string has to return to the bench because now that CM Punk is back.
I mean, this was good.
Yeah.
But my only criticism of it is it felt a little out of touch. And maybe that's the point.
How so out of touch?
Well, it's like, I'm back and the B team, doesn't need to be covering for me anymore. Sir, you were gone for 10 years prior to your rest and your injuries and everything else. Like, there ain't no B team for you. You are the B team in a way.
But in his mind, he's not.
But it's like, it felt a little delusional. I guess. I don't know. Because it's like, is he trying to come off as a heel? Is that what he's trying to do? Like, who's who in this situation? Are they just both mutually just angry at each other? Which is fine. I don't have a problem with that.
I think one's mutually angry. The other's just spitting their own facts. So we'll see.
Seth followed it up.
We're going to get to Seth first. Drew McIntyre. He said Hell in a Cell was the most violent match of his 24-year career. He succumbed to massive bloodlust. He said he went against doctors by appearing on Raw. He said he had to go back to Scotland because his family needed him. He said he questioned whether he was wrong and that people could truly change. He said he turned on Survivor Series and saw Roman Reigns with CM Punk along with Jay, Jimmy, and Sammy. They all sold out for absolutely nothing. At least most of them did. CM Punk at least took a bribe. McIntyre said that's when he knew he had a return, and when he knew he would take out Sami Zayn and Jey Uso. He said he can't change the past, but he can change the present, and he will make sure to change the future.
This was really, 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 really good.
Yes.
Really good. This was the way they shot this, the way that they did this, the whole, Drew's whole performance with it, the intensity in it was just fantastic. Loved everything about this. Drew McIntyre and his villain era is returning and it's here and we're taking it into 2025, baby. Let's go.
Seth Rollins came out to the ring talk. Says Punk has a career as a politician ahead of him. He said Punk's interview was a master class in how to spin the truth. He said you take a little bit of truth and spin it to play the victim, and Punk has been doing that his entire life. He was right that he had to go to him to get trained. He said I idolize Punk, who helped him get his foot in the door in WWE. Rollins said he and Punk were friends, but then he explains why he hates him. He said he called and texted Punk when he left the company, got nothing in return. No one did. He just ghosted everybody. Rollins said Punk spent the next 10 years trying to tear the company down. Rollins said Punk returned because he failed everything else, burned every bridge that would lead him to water, and because the money was right.
Fair.
Punk, the fans started chanting for Punk. I used to chant his name once upon a time. He wanted to be just like him and follow his footsteps, but he realized one day that Punk was a fraud, and that made him want to be better than CM. Rollins said everything Punk did in pro wrestling, he did twice. Rollins said he also did the one thing Punk could never do, and that's headline WrestleMania. This brought out Sami Zayn. Rollins told Zayn they would fight again if Zayn was there to defend Punk. Rollins said he didn't want to hear it and didn't have time for it. Zayn said they both said some things last week and they ended up fighting in the ring. He said it's bound to happen when you know each other as long as they have. Zayn said it was wrong of him to accuse Rollins of attacking Jay and then apologized. Rollins said he was happy that Zayn brought it up. Rollins said he and Zayn have been friends for 20 years and their kids even play together. He said, why was he the first person you thought of when Jay was laid out? Zayn said it was because Rollins was talking like he was out of his mind last week. He said Rollins was talking like a person who blamed everyone for their actions. Zayn said Rollins sounded less like himself and more like Drew McIntyre. Rollins was like, I'm not Drew. Zayn agreed and said Rollins is the better person than McIntyre and that Punk brings the worst out of Rollins. Zayn said maybe he shouldn't have gotten involved and said the things between Punk and Rollins are worse than he thought possible. And it's Rollins' business to take care of him and he deal with however he wants. Rollins thanked Zayn, and who also asked Rollins if we're good, and he took a second. They're good. Appreciate him, let him handle his business. and you have some problems with Drew that you probably need to handle, and that's where Zayn decided to take over from there. Seth Rollins left. Zayn said he would face, he would take care of McIntyre. He wasn't going to run into the back and listen to McIntyre say he's right and everyone was wrong for weeks. He said he's already talked down to Pierce and that. Saturday night's main event is Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre. He left the ring. Everyone's happy. Drew McIntyre blindsides him, lays him out, and there you go.
This was, again, very good. I want to know how many Muppets died to make Seth's jacket. Because he's back to the weird fashion, y'all. I mean, he never had really left it, but like he's been kind of sort of like tame with it as of late. And then tonight he just went full on fashion tonight. But this was all really good.
Yeah.
I liked Seth's counter to Punk's promo, calling him out on everything. Like that was a nice sort of like follow up to that, seeing both of their perspectives in it. And then, of course, you know, Drew being Drew and doing Drew things, which we're all enjoying very much.
Indeed. Monday Night Raw opened with the World's Heavyweight Champion Gunther. He said Baylor made a mistake and now has his undivided attention. Guaranteed that Saturday night's main event will not end like Survivor Series did for him. This brought out Finn Balor and the rest of Judgment Day. Balor said Gunther could have had given a touch that he deserved, but instead he gave it to someone undeserving in Dom. Balor said that Saturday night's main event won't be like Survivor Series, and you know, it was because of me you kept the title of Survivor Series. Balor said Gunther will lose the title because on Saturday. Gunther said Balor didn't even earn the shot. He said Balor is frustrated and gets it. Gunther recalled Balor being the first Universal Champion. Gunther said he respected Balor at the time. Then he started taking shirt cards and now hangs with a bunch of weirdos in the clubhouse. Gunther said Balor played second fiddle to Damian Priest. Gunther said Balor was the best in the world for one night 8 years ago. And said he's the best in the world now and for 1,000 days to come. Gunther said he has the title to prove it. Gunther says Balor won't leave with the title because he's not at his level and never will be. Balor starts headed to the ring. Damian comes out. They both went after Finn Balor. Gunther laid out Damian. All hell broke loose. Balor hit Gunther with a coup de grace. Priest got some advantage again, but Balor stood tall in the end.
An interesting little segment that was very good. I enjoyed it. I liked it very much, the back and forth between Finn and Gunther, the fight that broke out with Damian getting involved, and the follow-up that happened afterwards, which sort of changed some things.
Adam Pearce told Finn Balor it would be a World Heavyweight title match at Saturday night's main event, and then it would be Damian Priest added to the match, and that Balor and McDonald will defend against the War Raiders next week. We're the World Tag Team titles with Judgment Day banned from ringside.
Hey!
And then
Go ahead. That's a fun little development, isn't it?
It sure is. Then your main event was Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Anything Goes.
They tried to kill each other.
They did try to kill each other.
It was very good. It was very entertaining. I still don't like Raquel's gear, but it was really good in terms of the match. Like, they went all over the place. We had crowd surfing. We had trash cans full of paper being thrown. We had the announce table involved. I don't think they broke it. Maybe they did.
But
I don't remember it being broken.
I don't remember.
I remember Rhea going over it.
Yeah. Io and Liv got involved. Rhea got the win. Rhea and Io both picked up Morgan's bell at the end and sort of had some words for one another to close Monday Night Raw.
I would like to address Triple H at this time.
Okay.
Book that, please. I want to see Rhea versus Io. Do it. Please, for the love of God, do it. We will all thoroughly like it. So please. Doesn't have to be before Christmas. But you know, if you want to give that to us as a Christmas present or a holiday or a Hanukkah present, because Hanukkah starts on Christmas Day, or any other winter holiday gift that you prefer, we would happily accept it. Thank you and good night.
Indeed. Good show.
Very good show. Very entertaining. We are rolling into Saturday night's main event. Nice little tease of the transfer portal, which I'm still not sure how that's going to go, but we'll take it. And yeah, there were just some questionable choices that I don't think either one of us really liked. But again, it's all about trusting the process and let's see what they do with it, because it seems like Final Testament and the Wyatt Six will have a long, winding road ahead of them.
they shall. This has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Raw Talk Arena Network. Thursday night, we're back live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We will be talking all about Saturday night's main event, which is, well, Saturday night. So tune in for The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CBU Radio Live. We'll finish the great debate from last week and more. It's CBU Radio Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, they review Saturday night's main event on WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Raw Post Show. It's at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card RockSock or
Lin's M. Ward
in the Fortnite app shop or Epic Games Store. Bye!
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me in on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard. And until January 19th, you can follow me on TikTok at LinsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. We're right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night along the airwaves on Wild Talk Radio Network.
The demons in your dreams are eat, sleep, bleed.
WildTalkRadio.com.